The SABC bill in its current form doesn't provide good solutions to the thorny questions of how to fund the public broadcaster. This is what the organisation Undoing Tax Abuse told Parliament today at public hearings on the SABC bill. The SABC is a vital public service and should be funded accordingly. The bill relies on the existing methods of funding the SABC. Now, the SABC struggles to collect TV license and outsources this. There has also been a suggestion that a household levy be implemented and collected by MultiChoice. Outer beliefs both are problematic and have limited reach. We believe a regular annual grant to the SABC from the fiscus could be used to cover at least part of the SABC's cost. It will provide a more stable revenue stream and, in conjunction with good governance and good management, will avoid the irregular and disastrous last-minute bailouts. Now, you may ask, where will this come from? Such a regular grant could be funded by cutting wasteful expenditure in other programs, for example, moving some of the national and provincial funding for political parties, justified as support for democracy, to the SABC, which would provide broader support for democracy. ALTA also agrees with the SABC and believes that the regulatory environment should be changed to strengthen the SABC's commercial sector, which subsidizes the public broadcasting sector to some extent. The regulations, like the must-carry regulation, which obliges the SABC to provide all its top free to-air channels to subscription broadcasters for free since 2008, should be changed.